Tape number 8, side 2, track 4, Honeysuckle, Transurf Coast.
Houston, Apollo 8, or
go ahead, Apollo 8. Apollo 8, Houston, go ahead.
Ken, we got two things going here which make this suit heat exchanger flow a little different. One of them is we're not doing a cold soak, and the other one is we're powering down the secondary loop prior to SEP. And I'm wondering if it's a good idea to have the suit heat exchanger only on the secondary loop in NTUS. And plus, in fact, we haven't got a cabin heat exchanger.
I don't think that was the intent, though. What they had in mind when we'd have both loops, have the suit heat exchanger on both loops. And if it got too cold, you could use a panel switching to shut down the primary loop to the heat exchanger. But in any event, you'd always have something going to the suit heat exchanger. I recognize that we're going to be shutting down the secondary heat exchanger pre-SEP and then turning it back on prior to entry. But the idea was to have both the primary and secondary loops on the suit heat exchanger simultaneously.
Yeah, my checklist doesn't reflect that, but I think that's a good idea since we're a little suspect of our cabin fans and don't plan to use them.
All right.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Go ahead, 8. Apollo 8, go ahead.
Roger, what's Rod's estimate of our post separation main bus bulge?
Apollo 8 Houston. Be making a handover from Carnarvon to Honeysuckle at 1-5.
Roger.
Confused on activating the secondary loop. You indicated activating it at 1 hour or 5 minutes after the primary evaporator comes online. My checklist shows that the primary evaporator probably won't come on the line until we bypass the radiators. Have you got something else in mind that I don't know about?
Up an update some time back on page E9, step 38, right at the beginning, and you've got a final GEC drift check. And then between there and the step 39 where it says to terminate CMICS preheat, that was the place we wanted to activate the primary loop by putting the glycol evaporator water switch to auto and the glycol evaporator steam pressure to auto.
Roger, I don't expect it to boil, though, do you?
Okay, Bill, we're hoping that it will there. It looks like Will has had a stable attitude for some time, and we anticipate that it will be warm enough to make it boil. That's the reason I suggested that if it is boiling, that you wait. If it isn't, go ahead and turn on the secondary loop.
Okay, well, that's where I was confused. I'm with you now. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Okay, the loads are in and verified, and the computer's yours.
Thank you.
Take it back to Bot. And for Bill's information, latest guess on the main bus post-step voltage is 27.5.
Guess? You mean the ECOMs are guessing? At least they're honest for a change.
That's more than you can say for the computer.
Or the crew.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Okay, 8, we have an entry pad for you.
Good, just a minute.
Copy, Houston.
Okay, this will be the Mid-Pacific. 357-152 359 146-2900
0028. Next block not applicable. 400-0212-0025-0334-0814-16059-312 Zeta Persei. Up 165, right 35, up. Use non-exit EMS pattern. Backup alignment Sirius Rigel. Roll 308, pinch 209, yaw 357, and we won't see P-65.
Okay, Apollo 8, I'd like to verify the Sexton Star shaft 0590. And the right star, the last one is right 34, over.
Roger, Foresight Star is right 3-4, and I have the sextant shaft of 0590.
That's correct, Apollo 8. Apollo 8, Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, Apollo 8, can you tell us if you've done anything with your potable water? We noticed our readout has gone from 100% down to 56 in the last couple minutes.
We're reading about 50% right now.
All right, that correlates with what we see. Have you done anything to change configuration, over?
Yeah, we noticed we are venting here too, Houston.
Jim, did you mean you could visually see it?
Yeah, we're...
Somebody dumped us up here.
We're... Oh, stand by, Ken. Bill just dumped urine, so that might have been urine we were seeing. Bill just shut the potable inlet, Ken.
Okay, thank you.
Houston Apollo 8.
Go ahead, 8.
Roger, Houston. We're still showing about 52% here, and we had our switch on waste, so we don't know whether it dropped from a higher value or not. Is yours been stabilized now?
That's affirmative. Ours is stabilized now, and it was reading full just a few minutes ago.
Roger, I don't think we can account for any sudden drop in water.
Okay, we looked in the malfunction procedures in number 28, and it doesn't reveal anything very startling.
Yeah, Bill's looking there now.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Go ahead, 8.
Okay, I'm looking at malfunction 28, and it takes you to box 6, but I don't really think that's a problem because the waste tank one hadn't changed any, over.
Okay, I concur. We're watching the same thing.
Look, we don't care about the potable tank, but we do about the waste tank. So I'm just going to, just in case there is a problem somewhere, I'm going to shut the potable tank off and leave the waste tank inlet valve open. How does that sound to you?
Am I? Okay, please confirm.
If I see any water floating around, I'll give you another call.
All right, thank you. Network, Canavan.
Go ahead.
Canavan Network, Net 2. Would you meet me on Gulf Conference for a voice check, please? Canavan Network, Gulf Conference. How do you read?
Thanks, Paul, and noisy. Network Canavan, Gulf Conference, Regu, Strength 4, and noisy.
Conference, how do you read?
Network Canavan, Regu, about Strength 4, and noisy.
Metro.
Oh, wait, Houston, radio check. clear. We're taking a look at this water.
Apollo 8,
Houston. Read you loud and clear. We've taken a look at your potable water quantity problem, and it appears to be a transducer problem. I suggest that you leave the potable tank isolated. You have sufficient water in the waste tank to continue the entry over.
Roger. Thank you, Houston.
Does that mean we're go for entry?
Houston, Apollo 8,
go ahead.
Roger, is that thermal stability good enough we can leave the PTC attitude and go to entry, Kimball angles now?
Oh, I used to.
Houston, you're cleared entry attitude this time.
Okay, fine, thank you.